Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So many stairs, too many stairs. My knees are shot, I'm telling you. Up and down all night, standing up and sitting down all night, my knees. I'm never going to be in John Wick 5 at this rate. Surely this is the first time this award has been given to an actor who has played a man who smells like fish. Thank you, Golden Globes.
Paul Giamatti winning last night on the Golden Globes. There were a lot of good moments, I thought, in this show. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off next couple of days. So, Jen, in your overview of what's going on television, you decided to watch a rerun of
The Golden Girls. No.
The Golden Girl. Oh, perfect. Yay.
I recorded the Golden Globes. I had to go to bed early because I was hanging out with you. But I was watching the show over the weekend that my dad turned me on to called Fool Me Once. And so I was really hooked. And I kept trying to turn it off to check on the Golden Globes, but it just wasn't happening. This show just drug me in. It was the number one show on Netflix over the weekend. At least, you know, how it puts up trending shows. And, so I was just kind of, I was stuck. I was sucked in. But I heard the Golden Globes were fun, and I don't
actually,
know if
it was
any...
better. Yeah. It was better than it normally or had been anyway under the old ownership of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Dick Clark Productions now owns it and has moved it over to CBS. And it was I thought the host, I don't even know who that guy was. I'd never seen him before. He didn't add anything to it. There were some good moments. There were some stiff moments. I thought Sarah Snook, who won for the best lead of a female on Succession, had on an outfit that she had a lot of... You can look for pictures of that, Jennifer.
I'm looking at it right now. Definitely, yeah, sort of... It's not fishnet, but definitely a lot of, see-through lace, right?
Yeah, right. I like her a lot. I thought she was great. She is in another thing with Elizabeth Banks. I forget who the other person is, about the formation of the baby. They call it the Beanie Babies. Tie that whole outfit that made those baby beanies. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Baby beanies for so many years. She's in that. She's just good. And I enjoy her. There's a smile. And she's just good. So, but there were some good winners, and it was nice to see. It was very interesting. You watch the crowd, Kevin Costner spent a lot of time with Harrison Ford. And I'll bet that the two of them were talking about Yellowstone and what, you know, because they've both been on different versions of Yellowstone.
Well, Kevin Costner's new girlfriend, right?
Yes, Jewel. Yeah.
Jewel, our buddy. Yeah. Yes. There you go.
I didn't think she was still there. All right. Anyway, speaking of our buddies, welcome into WYOH, Youngstown, Ohio, getting the Good Day program for the first time this morning. Nice to have you all on board. Feel free to communicate with us on our social media. All of the activity on all of the sites, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whether it's X, is at Good Day Network. So feel free to control the input from your end by doing that. Or you can call us anytime. We always have input from people at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Help yourself, WYOH in Youngstown, Ohio. All right, so we've been through a winter storm here in the Northeast. At this time yesterday morning, I was in Los Angeles, as is my wont from back and forth and back and forth. I left some pretty good weather. It was a little chilly, but now into the first snowstorm. Not bad. We had here where I am 6 or 8 inches. Not a big deal. But I was rerouted a couple of times getting back here, so I ended up going to New York, and then the flight from New York to Boston was canceled. So I went over and got the fast train from New York to Boston, and then
tried to find a
lift. Oh yeah, it's good.
Planes, trains, and automobiles, right?
That's right, exactly.
Well, so, you're like an East Coaster though when you say, "Oh, no big deal, 6 to 8 inches." Do you know what that would do to most cities? Shut us down.
Yes, I know exactly. The winter storm that we had here in the Northeast that moved across pretty much all of the northern part of our country has gonzo, but now there's another one. So as this one moves offshore, the other one gears up to move across the country. The first major storm of the new year brought up to 12 inches, depending on where you were. Good for the skiers. Good for people who like all of that. Unionville, New York, which is about 40 miles northwest of New York, had the most snow. My tongue is caught behind my eye teeth, and I can't see what I'm saying. Unionville had a foot of snow. Let's see, what else do we have here to report? A couple of inches in New York. When I flew into New York yesterday, it was just cloudy. That's all, nothing serious. So anyway, isn't there a game, New York against the New England Patriots? I don't know whether that's supposed to be. I'm not sure when that game.
All I can tell you is that your girl here won the fantasy football Super Bowl over the weekend.
Did you?
I did.
Really? So what's in it for you?
I don't know. I win some kind of money, but I don't know how much. I mean, it's not much. We all played like $20 to go in, so it's not going to be a ton. Yeah. But how fun is that? Bragging rights, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 8th is upon us. It's Monday morning. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Speaking of the weather, this is, I probably should do an introductory course into how this program is good or how it's used. For those of you who don't know me, I've been on the radio since I was 17 years old, and this is my 60th year as a broadcaster, so you can do the math. Jennifer has been on with me for almost 20 years. Jay Kirshner, who will join us at some point this week, has been with me for several years. This is a program that attempts to attract attention to all of the things that matter, not just politics, but we all have different things that we're... I was thinking about social media and a study I read on the plane coming back yesterday, Jen, and how little it really does impact the largest number. It impacts younger people to a point, but in trying to figure out what it is that people are really interested in, most of the stuff, I'm talking about what motivates people, most of the stuff that's in terms of social media that's trending isn't always stuff that is life-shaking. It's not all that important, frankly. I like to try to see if we can get to the top of the pile when it comes to events and issues and people. So that's for those who are new to the program. That's what we're all about. As far as your input is concerned, feel free to join us using social media. It's okay. It's not that we don't use it. Facebook, Instagram, and the X marking spot.
I know. It's hard to say still, isn't it?
It's silly.
Twitter X. You know what we mean.
Good day. Yeah. At 855-999-3684 for your input on some of these things. Speaking of the weather, the treacherous weather, there's a story floating around today about a hiker that fell off of a mountain, and he survived clinging onto a tree. Oh. This is an experienced hiker, not somebody that was new to the forest. And he survived falling hundreds of feet. This is a bad movie scene, right?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Snowy South Dix Mountain in the Adirondacks. 46-year-old woman grabbed the tree to present herself, prevent her from tumbling over the face of a cliff. Wow. Conditions are treacherous, pouring rain, the snow is coming in, the wet spruce tree, and so she slipped on the ice. Now, this has got to be somebody who's really strong and really agile.
Well, and otherwise also really wanting to live. Because I mean, she held on for dear life, and she was able to do it. Yeah. The pictures of this are crazy.
Yeah, they really are. Okay, so there's something. Be prepared, as it were. There are two states, happen to be my area of time, and most of my momentum comes from living in Massachusetts and California, for those of you who are not familiar with, again, me and what I do and where I am. There are two states in the country that have the same thing, and we can all, I suppose we can cheer about this. The largest number of people moving out of two states in the country where more people are moving out of than any other state. And Jennifer lives in one.
On to.
Right. I'm a part-time Californian, and I guess probably a quasi-full-time Bay Stater. More people are moving out of Massachusetts, more people moving out of California than any other state in the country. And why is that? Taxes, living conditions, liberalism, and this is, again, I'm not here to judge people and their politics, but I will tell you that the management, Massachusetts has many things going for it, the history, it's a beautiful place to come visit and vacation and all that stuff, but the politics of the new government among the most liberal, and liberalism in and of itself isn't bad, it's when it runs amok. It's like anything else goes too far.
It's one-party rule. For me, in California, it's one-party rule.
Yeah.
And it's been one-party rule for 20 years. So there's no one that is holding anybody accountable. It's pretty much just one group of people decide, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And so it's not liberalism at its core. What it is people just trying to see how far they can push things. And it's not serving the people, which is why the people are leaving.
Yeah, exactly. So there are those things to think about, where you live and how is it where you live. This is, oftentimes when I bring up something like this, I mean a rhetorical reference to, in this case, where you live. Do you like where you live? Is it a great place? Are you excited to be there? Or would you like to be somewhere else? And if you would like to be somewhere else, where would you like to be? Good question. It's now 18 after. This is Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now it's 23 after the hour, Monday the 8th of January. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. In addition to being here, I'm going to talk about some of the issues that she is finding her audience is interested in. We'll sort of compare and contrast, if you will. Right now, though, this portion of the program does feature what's trending on social media, and usually has to do with celebrities. And one of my favorite singers of all time is... one of the people on the top of the list this morning.
Get ready.
Barry Manilow. I love Barry. You know, like
I
Barry,
know. He's I great. Like, I just like to give you a hard time. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, he's gay, and it was a long time coming. Well, he is. He was keeping his sexuality a secret for a long time because he was worried how the audience would take it, how the public would view him. And it turns out, well, I'll tell you what turned out. I'll give you the story behind the story to Barry Manilow after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Barry Manifold, I used to refer to him as Barry Manifold, just to be a cutie. He's very good. Everybody loves watching him and enjoying his music. He was talking about, he's 80 years old, by the way. Wow. I didn't realize he was that old.
That'll do it to you, doesn't it? Time flies. Oof.
Yeah, it really does. And he says, at this point, I don't care. He said he there was a big burden, though, until 2017 when he came out. And think about that, how much of his life he lived and I don't think anybody really cared, so, you know. But anyway, he says he always was worried. He said, sometimes somebody's going to ask me whether I'm gay or not. Nobody ever did. Then he asked me the question. He recalled having an exchange with Clive Davis, who is a bisexual and one of the biggest, strongest members of the music community for years and years and years. And he basically focused on the pitfalls of coming out if you're a celebrity. Elton John came out as a bisexual. I remember that, right? Don't you, Jennifer? And so it didn't hurt his career at all. And, you know, you go, the advice he got from, I thought this was interesting, from Clive Davis was, we never go there. If it comes up, then you talk about it. It's a risky proposition for somebody's career. And isn't that, that's kind of a sad statement in and of itself. I don't think that anybody's sexuality, as long as you're not trying to sell me a bill of goods, I don't care. It's kind of silly, actually. What difference does it make? And I think that's the whole bottom line.
A long time people sell their sexuality, though. So, like, he was worried because all the women would come and see him and loved him and probably thought that could change if they thought that they weren't a possibility for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as a matter of course, and you'll find if you're new to this program, this is one of the things that means nothing to us here. It is, you are who you are, and God bless you for being who you are. Thank you very much. 28 after the hour here on Monday. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren X.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
USA's Laura Winters. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed Idaho's abortion ban to go into effect for now. They also have agreed to hear an appeal in the case, scheduling arguments for April. The court's order is the first time it has weighed in on that state's criminal law banning abortion since the High Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Watch me dance, get the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me
Thank you. We would like to dedicate this to every single person on the planet who dressed up and went to the greatest place on earth, the movie theaters.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody, all the Barbies and Kens in front of and behind the screen. It was the greatest, most joyful show of craftsmanship and passion I've ever seen.
And on behalf of Tom and David and Robbie and I, we want to thank the brave individuals at Warner's and Mattel for taking an extraordinary risk.
Winners of the...
like inventing numbers.
Best. I forget what the best. It was one of the best categories anyway. Barbie, the movie. And boy, didn't it. This past year saw a couple of surprises. And I think everybody was pretty surprised at the groundswell of of enthusiasm there was for a silly movie about a silly character. Not that a lot of people, both the girls and boys, haven't played with Barbie dolls, but the way that it was done, I didn't see it actually, because it wasn't something that hit my buttons. Did you see it, Jennifer?
Barbie? Yes,
Barbie?
I did.
Yeah.
And
what did
I
you think
it was,
of it?
I thought it it was cute. Thought it was a little long. There were some parts of it where I was like, okay, you know, the heavy-handed with the man-woman stuff. But I thought all in all it was fun. And, yeah, I think a lot of people loved it. I know a lot of people loved it.
Yeah. Well, one of the winners, anyway, we're highlighting some of the moments from the Golden Globes during the course of the program this morning. It's a good day. Hello, welcome to January 8th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Welcome to the folks listening in the Youngstown, Ohio area, Akron, and that whole part of the world. I went to school in Ohio. For those of you who are in Ohio, you're Ohioans. I went to Tiffin's Heidelberg College. It was a great place for me, a great experience. I love being in the Buckeye State. And I've been on a couple of radio stations over my career in both Cleveland and Cincinnati. But I don't think any of them. a few. So the folks there join hundreds of radio stations around the country that carry the two-day program. The Good Day program is about today. And so I hesitate, even though there's leap year stuff all around me. I was waiting for today.
People talking
is
about it already. Huh?
Yeah, right. When, in fact, the most important thing about today in terms of history is Elvis Presley being born on this date. Elvis Aaron Presley, one of the, in terms of, wouldn't you say, in America, some of the songs and singers among
most in, one of the
great,
in most influential artists, I think.
Yeah,
in our history.
And he was an artist. It's an art, actually, so we celebrate Elvis Presley as well today. It's also, National Bubble Bath Day. So you can dust off your rubber ducky. National Bubble Bath Day. A lot of us remember bubble baths. Actually, I should admit this, I still take bubble baths. I love baths.
I do too.
Going back to them. So, yeah, it's fun. I gave my grandson Miles a bubble bath the other night, and he looked at me and said, "Gramps, what's with the bubbles?"
What's with the bubbles?
The baths, it's good for you. I think pampering yourself, is whether you do it in the morning, most people do it at night after a hard day. Nothing quite like slipping down into the hot water, the bubbles around you, and let's be honest with yourself. When was the last time you had a bubble bath? When was the last time you relaxed in the tub? You hop in the most people are, because they're humping to get to work, they jump into the shower in the morning, and then they zip off. You don't take time to eat oftentimes, never mind spend some time. And I'm the person who likes to spend a lot of time in either the shower or the bath, so that your fingers are pruny. You know, that's what...
I hate pruny fingers. Ugh.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, it gives me a hard time.
Yeah. Well, but that's what happens if you spend a lot of time in luxury in a sudsy soap.
Not what I do with the bath. I read, so my hands are out of the water.
Oh, you do? So anyway, not in the water. Okay, I got it. So anyway, this goes back to... there's a song called Splish Splash that was done by Bobby Darin. Your father would remember it, but a lot of people might not.
I remember.
Splash, I was taking a bath, yeah. Long about Saturday night, so there it is. National Bubble Bath Day. And because, to introduce you to the audience, not only as a talented radio performer, but also you work, you and your dad run the CRN cable digital talk network in Los Angeles.
CRN Digital Talk Radio.
That too, yes.
Yeah,
right.
That too. Mm-hmm.
That carries this program, by the way.
Yep.
And then there is you being a sommelier. I never pronounce it right. I usually tease you about it.
Sommelier.
A sommelier. So also today is National Sangria Day. Ugh. Going back to the time of the Greeks and the Romans, they used to mix their wine, put water, sugar, spices, and whatever else was on hand. And they came up with, over a period of time, with something that wasn't called sangria then, but it amounts to what sangria is today. And you know me, I don't drink, so I don't know anything about sangria.
You would
sangria.
Probably like sangria because there's a lot of fruit in it. A lot of times people will put fruit in sangria. What I don't like is when they take wine and they add more like a liqueur to it, which a lot of people do. I don't know. I don't think you need more alcohol on top of wine, but that's just me. Call me crazy. But, you know, it depends. Certain sangrias are good. I can't say it's my all-time favorite, but some are okay.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Sangria. and drinking and stuff. It's not my thing. Let's talk about the federal judge who accepted the redrawn Georgia congressional districts that favor, according to the other side, the Republicans. Federal judge accepting the new Georgia congressional and legislative voting districts to protect Republican partisan advantages, so say those who don't like them, pushing black voters into districts and illegally minoritizing them, diluting the effect of the way that people sort of congregate, right? Black people sort of live together. And others. You know, one of the things that I have found disturbing, I'm interested in your thought about the redrawing of the congressional districts. I'm also interested in the whole impact of Black Lives Matter and the reason that it came about. Because there's good and bad to anything and everything like this. It was good that things were attended to, in a manner of speaking, and sometimes you don't get anywhere unless you make a lot of noise, and that's kind of what's happened here with Black Lives Matter. I think that it's obvious, and this is what hurts Republicans in terms of the national eye. There are some Republicans who just always go down this street, and so they leave themselves open, and the Republican Party leaves itself open for being called anti-black or however you want to look at it. Yeah, there are a lot of blacks who are now Republicans. There are a lot of blacks who... The problem is that we put people into a box, and that's not fair, it's not just, it's not right, and it really doesn't make any sense,
well,
because just because you're black,
box,
that doesn't mean you're... Yeah.
They don't get served. And this is where you're seeing a lot of people, especially black men, who are frustrated with the Democrat Party, because for a long time it was believed that just black people would be reliably Democrat, and that's how they vote.
Yeah.
And they
right.
stopped getting served by the politicians that would just assume they were going to get their votes. And that's mm-hmm. a problem. You know, that's yep. a problem no matter what your skin color is, when they just think you're going to vote for them no matter what. They don't have to work for you anymore.
Well, there's all these assumptions, and it's part of the political process that needs to be dealt with in a more forthright manner than it has been.
I do think you're onto something, though. The one thing that drives me nuts about these congressional maps is that no matter who the party in power is, and sometimes it serves Democrats and sometimes this serves Republicans, so this is not necessarily political statement on my part, but when you bring people into this process, it inevitably gets corrupted, and it gets corrupted in ways that don't serve. And I'll give you the example. In Los Angeles, you may remember about a year or so ago, the city council had a big scandal where there were a group of the Latino members of the city council talking about how to remove the black voters or push black voters into certain areas in the city council district to favor the Latino members of the council. So this isn't just a Democrat-Republican thing. In many cases, it's about power shifts in individual parties as well. And the more you bring people into redrawing, whether it's council maps or congressional maps or anything, you're going to have corruption. And it's just, I don't know how we get past that, because people are just proving themselves to always be power hungry. I don't know what the right move is to even fix it, but it's making the process really bad. And whoever the party in power is seems to be the one to win.
Yeah, they mess with it.
Yeah.
Gerrymandering. Well, the thing, though, just sort of look at this in a broader, with a broader sense of what the reality is. When Black Lives Matter started, it was acknowledged that there were a lot of people in our business and in general in the workplace that weren't getting opportunities. Now, however, and I'll use the television and radio medium and maybe movies as well, because the Golden Globes focused on all that. Well, they don't focus on radio, but they do radio. They do television and movies. The number of people who had work, who were white, who no longer have work because they're white. The idea of having, if you look at, watch the commercials on television, you've probably all noticed this, it doesn't help their cause to have sort of forced the medium to hire more blacks and to now not represent. When you look at all these commercials and you look at all of the things that have brought in Hispanics and black Americans, it's disproportionate now. If people were smart when they were doing this, they'd bring it up to the point where we have the, like, 14% of the population of this country is black, and 11% is Hispanic. Okay, so you use, you find 14-15% of the advertising medium using black actors, and the same, you get 11 or 12% Hispanic, and then keep the balance where, not where it has been, but where it ought to be, according to, you know, how the, everything breaks down. But now it's kind of disrespectful, frankly. And I've told this story before on the air. My son, who started his career as a rewrite specialist for bad scripts and movies on television, he found himself not being able to get a job in a writer's room anymore because he was white and straight. And to me, that's an affront. And when it goes that far, look at the people. And it wasn't over. There wasn't an overbearing presence of any. I think last night on the Golden Globes dinner, I didn't think there was a mix that was out of whack. But I do. I still think that that at some point in time we have to calm down, because what it does is it creates this. I guess, in, for lack of a better, there's a resentment that comes on the part of people who were able to contribute, but weren't able to, but that stopped because they were pushed out by people who maybe just as qualified, but then, no, again, I think it's, I risk, I suppose, some criticism by saying that, but I think it's gone too far, frankly. At any rate, that's just one piece of the pie. And so we'll continue to celebrate today. But at the moment, time for a couple of good commercials, because it's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, Monday the 8th of January. This is our food, farm, and family report. And for those who are new to the program, something that we do on air and online, actually, the Food Farm Family website, foodfarmfamily.com, features all kinds of things that we talk about, some of them here in detail in this next few minutes. And then there are some new things that Jay adds to our daily report, so you can check it all out every day for the latest in what's contaminated, what's been withdrawn, you know, that kind of stuff, because there are a lot of consumer complaints that we follow. That's foodfarmfamily.com. And today, we celebrate National Gluten-Free Day. This is a protein that hides in your bread, or actually in a lot of foods, donuts. It may even be in some of the beverages you consume. A lot of people take for granted, don't know much about its presence. If you're not allergic to it, I am. And so I join 2 or 3 million other people who try to avoid gluten as much as possible. It's a protein that's found in wheat. It's also in rye and barley. And so if you have a gluten intolerance, you need to avoid it. You probably have figured it out. If you have what feels like indigestion, and this is a day in which a lot of people pay attention to it, maybe you find out for the first time. Wheat has been something that has been grown on the planet for thousands and thousands of years. The first agricultural cultivation in the Fertile Crescent in the 9-10,000 B.C., where it started, and then you move fast forward to the industrial farming boom that began in the 1820s. Wheat became a high-yield crop, and then, you know, when we became mechanized, the Industrial Revolution, the 1880s, 1890s, more was planted. Celiac disease was identified in the 1950s. Only 0.1% of the population has a problem with celiac, and it's not always one like I thought I had celiac myself, but I don't. I do have a gluten intolerance. Sometimes one leads to the other. Mostly gluten leads to a celiac problem, but at any rate, if you have a gluten intolerance and you choose to eat gluten, you're going to have an upset. You're not going to feel well. But if you're living gluten-free, then You have every supermarket now has a gluten-free section for the most part. And some of the breads are good. Some of the cakes are good. Some of the brownies are good. Yum, yum, yum. All right, so there's National Gluten-Free Day. Okay, we've got some consumer complaints to talk about of bone-in products. So there have been 66 tons of turkey in the form of turkey sausage and turkey kielbasa from Salm Partners of Denmark, Wisconsin, recalling thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of ready-to-eat turkey kielbasa that may be contaminated with bone fragments. Lovely. The Agriculture Department says that if you, well, I say this, I don't need them to say it. If you've got any of these products, you'll hear me say this frequently if you're new to the program, bring them back to the store, get your money back, and get money for the time it's taken for you to go back to the store and get your money back. 13-ounce plastic vacuum-sealed packages containing Parkview Turkey Polska Kielbasa. And so the recall continues. This is something that started last week, actually. Anybody who's got anything like this, you know, a lot of people think that it's a sausage product, or originally was, but now turkey is supposed to be milder, but obviously in this case, not so much. There's a new report from McDonald's. It could change the fast food life of those who go to McDonald's. Here's what to expect, according to the Wall Street Journal. McDonald's is going to release a report examining the pros and cons of reusable packaging in the restaurants. They have commissioned studies, reports on the subject, and so they are interested in becoming now 100% renewable, recycled, or certified sources for packaging by next year. They have not guaranteed that will happen, but at any rate, we all talk about this. We certainly do on this program, plastics, packaging, how much is wasted. There's no doubt that single-use plastics have become a real problem. In recent years, you look around, the government certainly, and so also private industry, have begun to pressure corporations that fill up the oceans and the landfills with plastic. So McDonald's says it wants to change this. They're already sort of trying this out in France and Germany at their stores there. So interesting to see if it goes worldwide. Stop using plastic packaging and, you know, kind of get a clue. All right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.